head, we contemplate what the sound sounds right. Sound bites abound, tighten the bounds around their hands, eyes wide shut, mouth gag. But they go up on the question of accounts, a bag and tag. Who's appropriate and our acquiescence to keep us safe from orchestrating physical aggressions to intellectual perfection in a sexual fetish with the violence that is visual but never in a second. Could you second guess it or get it, read it, never said it yet? It is better by those unqualified to set it off the cuff, roughed up but never more above the by the severity of an alliance with John Touch, acted as a buffer under stately guidance, ineffective with pacifist intellectual violence, a form born of the same limited need to its ways of rage that has made the way we breathe. Hers cause you sin, our sin cause you burst, the urge to destroy is a creative urge. And whether you are wicked or whether you are hurt, this is for the gift that we're living in absurd. The economic terror that has us gripped in a terror, fucking activism has got us paralyzed together wherever events have overtaken a man's need to break in the fence and setting the chance free from the gentry whose elementary philosophies, a fallacy of Sadducees and policies of fantasies derived by ignorant Pharisees. I cannot be, you have a dream, that's what you see. I've seen the fool's paradise, your rights to occupy, you live with parasites and raise your right eye to whatever doesn't comply with your view of the world. While you're sitting there true to your life, that is absurd. With a protest reserve, keeping a safe distance within the confines of an elusive resistance. The soul forever, always bitching at the news, ran over, wander over to the kitchen for a booze. Purge cause you sinned, or sin cause you purge. The urge to destroy is a creative urge. And whether you were wicked or whether you were hurt, this is for the gift that we're living is absurd. Laws, they're not worth it, they never ever were. For laws were designed to relinquish and deter. What resistance we have to a bit we'd never start. If we ever were the chase, we'd become the saboteur. In this great debate of what raises the stakes, or can you fight the power without breaking the gates? As you stand together with self-conscious embrace yourself or the nonsense of the same mistake. Give them a breathing space, what's your feeble stance? So much concentration and take the thickest stealing chance. Sincerity is difficult without the force to balance. Across the margins you ponder with your protest dance. While you apologize for those who don't want your pose of representation to claim that their cause is yours. You have some nerve to be all self-righteous and pure, but the fact you've achieved bottom will itself endure. This is the problem, this is the crux of the matter. You have an itself and intolerant state of affairs. When it comes to do it, will you face them or scatter? Console yourself in the promise of a faith that spares. Purge cause you sinned, or sin cause you purge. The urge to destroy is a creative urge. And whether you were wicked or whether you were hurt, this is for the gift that we're living is absurd. Laws, they're not worth it, they never ever were. For laws were designed to relinquish and deter. What resistance we have to a bit we'd never start. If we ever were the chance, we'd become the saboteur. Purge cause you sinned, or sin cause you purge. The urge to destroy is a creative urge. And whether you were wicked or whether you were hurt, this is for the gift that we're living is absurd. Laws, they're not worth it, they never ever were. For laws were designed to relinquish and deter. What resistance we have to a bit we'd never start.